They'll introduce themselves, but we'll be joined by Jamie Kuhn and Patricia Young.
From the Intergovernmental Relations Staff, 2012 Legislative Updates. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
And did we have extra packets available at the back, or do you have some? Okay. If anyone would like one, I've got an electronic copy, so I'm gonna pass that. It has if there were legislators that were staying with us and wanted to see it, I just wanted to be able to have them see what we're reviewing. So this item obviously has not yet been adopted. This is the next item will be what I was referring to, which is the proposed legislative priorities. But for now, we'll start with the update. I'm sorry. If you could introduce yourself again.
Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Patty Young. I'm the Assistant Director of Intergovernmental Relations. I would just offer as a brief update in terms of the current legislative session that the Intergovernmental Relations Division has been busy coordinating discussions between the board chairwoman and various legislators in Madison, particularly those who currently represent areas of Milwaukee County that previously did not after the redistricting went into effect. And that's been very effective, and it's been a method or a way that we've tried to make sure that these new representatives are aware of not only what Milwaukee County Board is about, but also to give a face to the county and to establish a more personal relationships as we go forth into the next biennium in terms of trying to develop a solid working relationship. We are in the process of preparing the final draft of the update that we previously provided to the supervisors relative to the state representatives, both from the Assembly and the Senate, that represent their respective districts following the election. And that will be prepared to go out before the end of the year. And we have also been communicating, monitoring the selection of committee persons and leadership in both houses, as well as both parties. And we have been spending some time reviewing the recent publication of the Fiscal Bureau's analysis of the State Department's various budget proposals that have been submitted to the governor. And obviously, as things develop, we try very hard to make sure that we touch base with all the supervisors that are affected with a particular issue that may be coming forth. And we also help facilitate having a larger presence with the state representatives here today. If there's any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
Very good. Thank you. So if you haven't seen them yet, they'll be making the rounds. Thank you. Were there any questions on the legislative update?
Could I just add one thing?
Yes.
Jamie Kuhn, the new Intergovernmental Relations Director, first meeting. Thank you, supervisors and chair. I did also just want to let you know that we will continue to try to keep you updated on the process for some of you that are new and for others that don't get this on a regular basis. Obviously, the state legislative session will be starting in January. The leadership is obviously working out the calendar, and we can get that to you as soon as it's available, as well as the committee chairs and vice chairs of all of the state legislative committees. The governor obviously will do a state of the state in January, and in February there will be a state budget address, at which time his actual budget will be introduced, and we'll be able to sort of amend and or adjust some of the things that we're working on depending on what is in the governor's budget.
Appreciate that. Any questions? Okay, that was an informational item. So.